Grow Great, the podcast, episode 4009. Grow Great, the podcast. Today's episode for February the 22nd, 2016. Tenacious and snarly. The art of being tough to compete against. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome to the DFW area. That's where I'm at. Inside the Yellow Studio and the Grow Great podcast. I hope you are a subscriber. If you are not, go to the website, growgreat.com. All kinds of ways that you can do it. Years of being a hockey fan and a coach, a little bit, provoked me more and more toward tenacity. And it also incorporated the word snarly into my vocabulary. Any team that I have coached, you can go back and ask what were once young men who are now growing older all the time, just like I am. Two words that they heard me repeat over and over and over again, tenacious and snarly. Back in the 80s, while running a retailing company, I first sat down and I wrote this fragmented sentence as a mission statement to create the culture that I most wanted. And here it is. You ready for it? Brace yourself because it's brilliant. To become a sleek, highly maneuverable, viciously competitive retail company delivering customer service that is second to none. You like that? I liked it. That was my mission statement many, 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 many years ago. To become a sleek, highly maneuverable, viciously competitive retail company delivering customer service that is second to none. About a decade after I wrote those words, I took those same kinds of words and, well, the words were important because they expressed and they evoked emotions that I thought were urgent and important. And I would take those same words and I would apply them. Well, I would try to help clients apply those to their lives, their words, being incorporated into the things that they wanted to do in their companies, but all the while kind of striving them to embrace these two words, tenacious and snarly. To make your mission statement, to make your purpose statement, or whatever else you would call it, to incorporate this whole thing about just being tough to compete against. All that verbiage that I crafted so many years ago point to some of the most necessary ingredients, I believe, for business success, really for any kind of success. I mean, name the problem, and I could probably make good application, especially to those two words, tenacious and snarly. HR problem, yeah, I could apply it. Sales, sure. Profits, absolutely. Operational inefficiencies, yeah, no problem. Cultural issues, employee engagement, leadership transition, yes, yes, and yes again. Doesn't matter. Telling you, name the endeavor, name the area. The higher the tenacity, the higher the performance. It's not the same as resilience. Now, I'm all in favor of resilience, but tenacity is an offensive weapon. Resilience is defensive, and I'm not arguing that you don't need both, but I'm arguing they are not the same, tenacity and resilience. And as for snarliness, snarliness is driven by passion and the need to succeed. Snarliness is the strong desire to win and kick the teeth down the throat of anybody or anything that would hinder victory. Did you get that? You like that? I like that. The strong desire to win and kick the teeth down the throat of anybody or anything that would hinder victory. I got a true confession. I wrote that some weeks ago while I was kind of thinking about recording today's episode. Yeah, I do this. I, I, I put some thought into these. Go figure. All of that language reeks of action. It's a whole lot of doing. Doing that starts in your head because, well, the main battleground for all this, yeah, that's where it is. It's right between your ears. And I intentionally phrased that mission statement so many years ago. I intentionally stated it with the beginning, to become. It's something that I knew when I crafted that mission statement and began to share it with the employees. I knew that it was something that we could start today, but I also knew that it was something that we would never be able to walk away from. We would never be able to look back and say, you know, check the box, did that, done it. It would be this relentless pursuit. Relentless pursuit. That's the deal. For me, that sums it up best. Relentless pursuit. And so let's wrestle this down and let's make some application. I don't want to go too long today. I'm going to try to make these episodes shorter if you hadn't figured that out already. I want to go from the outside in because of all that noise that's out there. I know it's noisy in your head, but that little 4-inch screen in your hand, in your pocket, on your desk, and all the other screens that are in your life, they produce an avalanche of noise unlike anything that we've ever seen before. We've never been in a time like this. And it's crazy, 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 crazy noisy out there. The internet floods us with data. The internet floods us with information. The internet floods us with opinions. And it's often really difficult to discern between reality and truth. Do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. Follow these 4 steps. No, follow these 2 steps. Go left, go right. It's black. No, it's white. No, it's a million shades of gray. Your relentless pursuit of tenacity and snarliness starts with shutting up and shutting down all of the crap that is entering your world. Now, before you think that I'm suggesting you not listen to people, well, you're listening to me, so I appreciate that. I'm thankful for that. And I got news for you. It's not lost on me that that's a big ask. It's a big ask for people to hit play and to listen to somebody. And I've talked for 7.5 minutes now, and I'm going to try to wind this thing down, but that's a big ask, and I appreciate it. But we do have to kind of shut up and shut down all of this noise. But I want to clarify, because I don't want you to stop listening to people. I'm on the phone with a friend, and we're talking about a variety of things, both business and personal. And I reiterate something that I have believed and I've tried to practice for a very, very long time as he and I are having this conversation. And it has to do with selling, and it has to do with building meaningful relationships. It's a sequence that begins with us being, well, getting acquainted with somebody. And we migrate from being strangers or unknowns to each other where, okay, now we know something about each other. You know my name. I know your name. You know a little bit about me. I know a little bit about you. And then next, we have to move towards safety. That is, you have to feel safe around me. I have to feel safe around you. If we can get to that spot, then the relationship or the connection, it can become fruitful. If we can't get to a spot of safety, we're stuck. The relationship's going to go nowhere. I mean, there are plenty of people in your life who are known to you, but you don't feel safe around them. You know their name. They know your name. Doesn't matter. You still, for whatever reason, feel ill at ease around them for some reason. Maybe it's because you feel like they've got some hidden, well, maybe not so hidden, agenda. Maybe it's because their personality just bristles you. It just makes you uncomfortable. Maybe it's just because there's not chemistry. They're just not your cup of tea, and you don't feel like you're quite their cup of tea. Maybe it's because your communication styles just seem to be so opposite. You really struggle to relate. But for some reason, for any number of reasons, we all have people like that in our lives. People that we know, people who know us, but really at the end of the day, they bring no value because we just can't get to a safe place with these people. You know people like that. You're immediately, right now, you're thinking of some names. Now, keep in mind and think of all the people in your life who aren't known by you. but you feel safe with them. Oh, yes, there are people like that in your life. Hey, maybe I'm honored to be one of those people. You know me, but I don't know you. Well, I'd like to. There are authors, there are speakers, there are experts, there are podcasters that fall into this category. You know them, but they may not know you. And because they crank out content that you enjoy or content that helps you, content that provides some value to you, you become acquainted with them, just like you become acquainted with me. You feel safe with having these people speak to you in whatever way that they do that, books, speeches, blog posts, videos, webinars, podcasts. Okay, so far so good. Or is it? Listen, experts are nice, but who really is an expert? And who do you listen to? Who should you listen to? Why should you listen to them? Well, those are ginormous questions that have big and varied answers. And no, I'm not going to try to answer them here, except to give you some things to consider and to think about. You have to decide for yourself. Now, this is important because so much of snarliness and tenacity, well, they have everything to do with you. You. And you're going to hear that theme not only just in today's show, but probably in some other shows coming up. I'll forewarn you. Because it's at the heart of tenacity and snarliness. This is your tenacity. This is your snarliness that we're talking about. So you have to own it. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. It's all you. The distraction of the internet ruins tenacity and snarliness because for every expert who says go right, others will say go left. For every guru who wears French cuffs and $3,000 custom-made suits, there are other gurus who wear jeans and a hoodie. I mean, there are gurus and experts who use Uber exclusively, and there are others who wouldn't drive anything but a Bentley. How can you listen to them all? You can't. Well, you can listen, but your mind is going to be trashed trying to figure out a path with all these incongruent messages coming at you. I'm my own man, says the guy in the corner office. Well, I've heard that before. And quickly, I have come to learn that the corner office guy or gal, guess what? They've got demons in their head just like everybody else, sometimes more so. The stakes are higher, and so is the pressure. Beware the man or the woman who declares, I decide for myself. They're listening to something. They're listening to somebody. Sometimes they're just as confused as you. They're just as confused as me about all those voices and about all that advice that is entering their brain. This is where it turns inward. This is where your worldview and your view of others matters. Your view of yourself matters. When I was a teenager, I went through a phase, like most teens, I suppose, where I got really tired of being worried about what people thought. You know, my teen angst wasn't rebellious toward behavior. Mine was a drive against vanity. Mine was a drive against status. I was sick of seeing people think that somebody was better because they had cool clothes or cool cars or lived in a cool neighborhood. I just didn't care. And it wasn't a judgmental thing for me. It was purely a substance over style thing for me. I mean, I had nice, even cool clothes. Well, I thought so. I know I had a cool car, but I was blessed. One word summed up for me during these teen years was the thing that I hated and I fought against. And the word is pretense. I hated pretense. I still hate pretense. And I'm also a zigzag guy. When everybody is zigging or people want me to zig, I just naturally gravitate towards zagging. Just because. Yeah, Freud would likely have a field day with me. Hey, you might even have a field day with me. Freud might have a field day with you too, huh? I mean, it's why during most of my adult career, I was the guy in the corner office because compliance isn't my strong suit. Compliance is driven by listening to others, not yourself. Let's wind this up. Let's put a bow on it, shall we? Compliance is driven by listening to others, not yourself. Lose weight. Get cosmetic surgery to fix that nose. Hey, you introverts, become extroverts. Blah, 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 blah. Here's what the world is telling us. Be something you aren't. That's right. You're not enough. Be something that you aren't. Fix yourself. Sure, listen now. Lose weight if you must to improve your health. Growing great is all about improving so that we can be the best version of ourselves. Emphasis on being ourselves, though. Embrace who you really are. Go all in on it. It's crazy hard because we see people who are nothing like us and we admire them so. The introvert looks longingly at that gregarious fellow holding forth in a group and secretly is wishing, why can't I be more like that? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You're not him. He's not you. Get comfortable with who you are and what you are and become the best version of yourself. Why is that important? Because if you're not true to yourself, you can't be tenacious or snarly. That's why. You heard it. If you're not true to yourself, there's no way for you to be tenacious or snarly. You can't win in the market, whether that market is your home or your office or the world at large. You can't win. You can't win if you're trying to be somebody that you're not. You just can't win without being tough to play against. And to be tough to play against means you've got to be the best you that you can be. Be tenacious. Be snarly. Be tough to compete against. If the world is going to beat you down, and yes, sometimes it will, if the world is going to beat you down, make it tough on the world to win. Develop that habit and you'll win a lot more than you'll lose. It's not about winning all the time. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. You think they do. You're wrong. They don't. But it is about winning much of the time. And people determined to grow great, they do that more often than not. That's right. People determined to grow great, they win more often than not. And today, on a Monday in February, I'm encouraging you to join us. Join us. Be tenacious. Be snarly. Be the best version of yourself that you can be. My name is Randy Cantrell. Again, the website is growgreat.com. I'd love it if you would go over there. All kinds of ways that you can connect with me. I hope to provide you value. I hope to be helping you improve in your quest to grow great, to grow a great business, to grow your own leadership, and to become the best version of yourself that you can be. Coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.